When I'm not hosting this podcast, I am writing books, but it is really hard for me to write when I'm at home, so I like to find remote cabins in the middle of nowhere to just hang out and write. But I hate the idea of my house just sitting empty, doing nothing but collecting dust and definitely not collecting checks. And that's why I'm an Airbnb host. It's one of my all-time favorite side hustles. Other popular side hustles are awesome too, don't get me wrong, but they often involve big startup costs. By hosting your space, you're monetizing what you already have access to. It doesn't get easier than that. And if you're new to the side hustle game and you're anxious about getting started, don't worry because you're not in this alone. Airbnb makes it super easy to host. I mean, if I could do it, you could do it. And your home might be worth a lot more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. I'm Nicole Lappin, the only financial expert you don't need a dictionary to understand. It's time for some money rehab. Doomsday prepping used to be a very niche category, but after the past few years we've had, the preppers are a little less fringe, and in fact, there are new preppers. They are the top 1%. Today, we're going to take a look at the totally wild and a little spooky prepper economy. When I talk about the prepper economy, I'm not just talking about stocking up on non-perishables. The world's wealthiest people are doing survival, but making it fashion. Today's billionaires are building bunkers that are straight out of some dystopian nightmare with moats of fire and water cannons and... no, I am not kidding. So let's take a step back, because you're probably thinking, Lappin, what is driving this frenzy for ultra-secure hideaways? Well, it's a fun cocktail of anxieties, civil unrest, cyber threats, nuclear warfare, climate change. I mean, take your pick. Oh, and let's not forget the global pandemic, which was a particularly salient reminder of how quickly everyday life can spiral. And then there are all the apocalyptic movies and shows that are coming out. All of the streamers have their own version of this. Netflix has Leave the World Behind. Max, formerly known as HBO Max, has The Last of Us. And Hulu has Handmaid's Tale. I mean, a luxury safe room was even featured on an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And the provider of that, Atlas Survival Shelters, now says they sell one of these luxury safe rooms every day at $200,000 a pop. So enter bunker mania. And like any mania, it feeds on itself. So when it goes public that very knowledgeable, plugged-in people start building doomsday dens for themselves, more people feel like they need to do that too. For example, it made waves that Mark Zuckerberg announced he was building a shelter under his ranch in Hawaii. Another biggie was Bill Gates, who allegedly has underground security areas under each and every one of his homes. When other billionaires see these pretty smart dudes making disaster plans, they jump on the prepper bandwagon too. I mean, there has been a run on bunker air filtration systems in a way that there's been a run on banks during financial crises. And don't get it twisted, these bunkers aren't just a hole in the ground. We're talking about multi-million dollar luxury sanctuaries equipped to withstand everything from ballistic attacks to natural disasters. Zuck's shelter I mentioned, that's going to run him $100 million to build. And just to give you a sense of what a multi-million dollar spend will get you underground, let me take you through Money Rehab Cribs Prepper Edition. The president of Creative Home Engineering, it's a company that helps the ultra-wealthy make their bunker away from home dreams come true, talked to The Hollywood Reporter about the prepper economy, and he described one of the projects he's working on that is so wild, I just have to read it to you verbatim. He said, quote, "I'm wrapping up a project for a client that includes 9 secret doors that didn't spare any expense and an underground shooting range accessed by this massive fireplace that rotates like the one in Indiana Jones. There's a giant staircase that raises up to reveal a big basement where a vehicle elevator goes down into the garage. We also installed a British phone booth. When you dial 867-5309 on the receiver, the song plays and the glass turns opaque so that you disappear. Then the back door opens up and there's actually a slide that takes you down 2 levels where there's a sensor that causes the back panel of the booth to return and the glass to go transparent so nobody can understand how you got out of there. The house also happens to have a giant shark tank in the basement that shares one wall with the swimming pool so it looks like you're swimming with sharks. And the pool is more like a water park with a flow river, a lazy river, a grotto, a glass basement so that you can see a go-kart track underneath the pool. He has a safe room, and we did one secret door that's exclusively for security, but the rest is mostly for showing off." And then there's a company, SAFE, that's S-A-F-E, an abbreviation for Strategically Armored and Fortified Environments. Safe is crafting a survivalist's dream on a 200-acre property complete with a lake that can turn into a fiery barrier at the flick of a switch, where the only access to the fortress is a swing bridge. And then they took all of the dirt created by manufacturing the lake and used it to build a whole mountain as a natural fortification around the property, in addition to cutting a tunnel through the mountain with flamethrowers, gassing systems, a steel wall that closes midway that could stop a 16-wheeler going 80 miles an hour, and barricades on both ends of the tunnel. Whew! In this prepper economy, this kind of crazy is the rule, not the exception. In my deep dive into luxury bunkers, I saw people buying cars that are less reliant on computer interfaces and therefore would still function in an electromagnetic pulse, state-of-the-art decontamination booths, bunkers outfitted with full medical operating tables and Schedule I drugs in locked cabinets that can only be remotely opened by a physician, ballistic armored pocket doors, security vaults, secret doors behind mirrors, helicopters, underground museums, safe rooms with bulletproof doors that open with a fingerprint, and believe it or not, it goes on and on and on. And the extravagance doesn't stop at defense capabilities. These bunkers have amenities that blend high security with high luxury because no billionaire wants doomsday to be boring. So think water cannons for fighting hypothetical invaders and enhancing a jet ski football game, and secret passages for making a perilous escape that also lead to underground entertainment havens with flight simulators. This is so opulent that it's almost kind of funny. But it's also a sobering state of affairs. The shiny nature of these survivalist palaces speaks to our deep-seated anxieties about the world's direction, the reliability of our societal infrastructures, and the lengths to which those with means will go to ensure their safety and comfort amidst all of this uncertainty. To me personally, I think making safety a luxury is a little bonkers. If you're going to invest in security, invest in financial security so you can pay for your own doomsday bunker if you want to, or, you know, something a little more practical. For today's tip, you can take straight to the bank. I am not convinced that an emergency bunker is a great investment, but one that I do think is a good investment in yourself is an emergency fund. If you're having trouble squirreling away money for your oh crap fund, use your tax refund if you get one. The average tax refund last season was almost $3,000, so if this year's average follows that same trend, you'll have a healthy seed for that emergency fund to grow. Do you ever get FOMO, fear of missing out? Well, do you ever get FOMO tupita, fear of missing out on the perfect hire? If so, I have the antidote. It's LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In any given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites, and that adds up to a serious squad of awesome candidates. LinkedIn has over a billion professionals on the platform, and these candidates are super qualified. So much so that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within just 24 hours. I work with LinkedIn Jobs for all of my dream team needs, so they're hooking up money rehabbers at linkedin.com/MNN. Go there and you can post your job for free. That's linkedin.com/MNN, as in Money News Network, to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Money rehabbers, you have money hidden in your house. Yeah, just hiding there in plain sight. Okay, so I don't mean you have gold bars hidden somewhere in walls, treasure map style, but you do have a money-making opportunity that you're just leaving on the table if you're not hosting on Airbnb. It's one of my all-time favorite side hustles. By hosting your space, you are monetizing what you already own. It doesn't get easier than that. For me, hosting on Airbnb has always been a no-brainer. When I first signed up, I remember thinking to myself, "Self, you pay a lot of money for your house. It is time that house returned the favor." And to get real with you for a sec, I felt so much guilt before treating myself on vacation because traveling can be so expensive. But since hosting on Airbnb, I feel zero stress for treating myself to a much needed vacation, because having Airbnb guests stay at my house when I'm traveling helps offset the cost of my travel. So it's such a win-win. I mean, if I could do it, you could do it. And your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Money Rehab is a production of Money News Network. I'm your host, Nicole Lappin. Money Rehab's executive producer is Morgan Lavoie. Our researcher is Emily Holmes. Do you need some money rehab? And let's be honest, we all do. So email us your money questions, moneyrehab@moneynewsnetwork.com, to potentially have your questions answered on the show or even have a one-on-one intervention with me. And follow us on Instagram @moneynews and TikTok @moneynewsnetwork for exclusive video content. And lastly, thank you. No, seriously, thank you. Thank you for listening and for investing in yourself, which is the most important investment you can make.